agenda item number 12. It's Fenders. Mr. Semino.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. I will, as we've been doing for the past few months, give a brief introduction to each of these items. I'll turn it over to the law enforcement officer who actually wrote the summons, and then I will come back for staff recommendation.
Okay, who is first?
First case is Mr. Bogus. He was convicted for possession.
Hold on 1 second. Is Mr. Bogus in the room? Sir, you have the option to hear this today or to continue this till next month's meeting in June. You were served a notice to appear here that was one day shy versus the legal limit to summon you to be here. You have the option to delay this until June and come back, and we'll do it then, or we can proceed now. It's your choice. Okay. And we will proceed.
This is a conviction of possession of striped bass. It was the date of offense was January 3rd, so this was before the commercial season opened. And as you can see here, that would one, a single conviction would bring the would trigger the staff bringing this before the commission for a 1 year probation. And like I said, as the Officer Price is here to introduce the case.
Officer Price. Good afternoon. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Brandon Price.
Thank you. Mr. Price, officer, what can you tell us about this case?
On January 3rd, 2015, approximately 14:30 hours, I was in the area of Jamestown Yacht Basin when I observed Mr. Bogus coming in. I checked Mr. Bogus for commercial seafood. Mr. Bogus was in possession of catfish. During the inspection, he had one rockfish approximately 18 inches long in his basket, along with the catfish. Issued him a summons for that violation. Mr. Bogus was cooperative throughout the entire process. This case was tried on February 3rd, 2015. Mr. Bogus was not present. We tried Mr. Bogus in his absence, and Judge Killalea fined him $50 plus court cost of $86.
What was his demeanor at the time?
He was cooperative throughout the entire process.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Mr. Bogus, would you come forward, please? Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Sean L. Bogus.
Mr. Bogus, here, could you tell us what happened, then why?
On that day, I had been out fishing. I'd fished some gill nets and some trot lines. Caught some catfish. Caught, I don't know, maybe 20 or 25 striped bass during the day, which I thought I had thrown all of them back overboard somehow in the day. One of them got mixed up in the basket somewhere, and I didn't know it. And when I got to the dock, it was there, and I didn't. I mean, I had no intentions on keeping just one fish. So, I mean, you know, I had no intention of keeping any, but right. Got mixed up.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zetern.
Why didn't you show up in court?
I didn't. The thing was blocked, said I didn't have to come to court. So, I mean, it's better to go to work than go to court, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Semino, is there a staff recommendation?
Yes.
I'll just read this in here. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that a conviction of possession of striped bass out of season within a 12-month period should result in at least 1 year probation. So, in accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Bogus on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 26, 2015, through May 25, 2016. Any failure on his part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Bogus appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Bogus, probation for a year. Dot your I's, cross your T's. We honestly don't want to see you back here. Rick. Thank you. Next case is Mr. James Hollowell. Is Mr. Hollowell present? Is Mr. Hollowell in the room? Mr. Hollowell, it's the same deal as what you just heard. You have the option to put this off until next month, or we could hear it now. The officer served you one day later than we legally had to compel your presence. So it's your choice.
Okay. Well, go ahead and
hear it. Okay. Let the record reflect Mr. Holloway wishes to proceed. Okay. Mr. Cimino. So why don't you just hold tight right there?
The remaining five cases that you have before you are all for the same offense with the same staff recommendation. So my introductions will be brief. This is a case of 100% over the tolerance for uncalled oysters. So staff's recommendation under one conviction would be a 12-month probation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cimino. Officer Morris. I saw him too.
We lost our law enforcement personnel.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we address another case here, and if Officer Morris shows up in the next couple of minutes, we'll get right to you, if that's all right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your willingness to work with us here.
Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I note in the record here that this gentleman pled guilty in court. This document here is a court record. We can take judicial notice of this as to conviction and won't need the officer.
Well, that's certainly true, if that works for you. Yep. All right, Mr. Holloway.
Yes,
In would you please approach the microphone and raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
James F. Holloway.
Our records show that you were convicted of this offense on November 20th of 2014 in Isle of Wight County here. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's when I went to court. Right?
Okay. What do you want to tell the commission here about the offense of having over the tolerance for uncalled oysters?
It's the only ticket that I've had in like 3 years. I mean, I had a ticket like in 2013, but it was early, like in January, and I haven't had a ticket since then until that one, and I haven't had a ticket since that one. I've been, for 8 months now. I've been the only thing I can say is I don't own my own boat. I don't do the culling. I shaft tom. Most of the time, the captain of the boat is the one that throws the oysters in the pile, and I can't tell my boss what to do, you know what I mean? And that's more or less the way, So I'm just saying, it's one ticket that I've had in 3 years, and I think a year of probation is pretty stiff.
Okay. Questions from the commission? Mr. Close.
You say you work for your boss. I mean, he does the culling. I mean, do you have a commercial card?
I don't own my own boat. I work for somebody, and I'm really good at shaft homing, so they make me do shaft homing, and they cull. And I can't tell the captain of the boat what to put in the pile of oysters. I've never gotten any more than one ticket a year, and it usually goes 2 or 3 years in between. So I try to pick the right boats to get on, but sometimes I don't have the option. Sometimes when I have to work, I just have to go get on a boat with somebody.
I got a question.
Mr. Zeter.
Did the owner of the boat, the captain of the boat, did he get a ticket too?
The guy that I was working with when I got this ticket didn't have a license. He had lost his license from the yellow. And I went
So you were the licensed guy on the boat?
I was the only licensed guy on the boat, right. It was the only boat that I could get on. I mean, I didn't really care for what I had to do, but I had to go to work. The boat leaked bad, and I was scared.
Mr. Close.
So, he didn't have a license, but you did, but I don't know.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't go to work, then he didn't. I mean, I just...
Exactly.
Have a...
Mr. Holloway, who was the cap?
Charlie Lucky.
Thank you. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Cimino, what is the staff recommendation?
As I stated, the remainder of these cases will be for 1 year probation, so I'll just read this into the record. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least 1 year probation in accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. And staff recommends the commission place Mr. Holloway on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 26, 2015, through May 25, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Holloway's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Holloway appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Holloway, I'll just note that I think you need to find a captain who's better at culling.
I agree. And I did. It didn't last long.
What's the commission's will?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Mr. Holloway, you're on probation for a year. Dot the I's, cross the T's, find a captain who's better at culling. We really don't want to see you back here, sir. Excellent. Thank you, sir. You too. Mr. Cimino.
The next case is Mr. Wayne T. Holt. Again, possession of uncalled oysters, 8 quarts, so that's 100% over the tolerance.
Mr. Holt?
Yes, sir.
Please step to the podium there. Do you hereby swear, raise your right hand, hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Wayne T. Holt.
Mr. Holt, what can you tell us about what happened this day and why it happened?
It was the day after Christmas. Captain didn't show up. And I was already driving the seafood truck for Shores and Ruark, working his boat, driving his truck, doing it all by myself. And I had what I wanted on the boat. I had 7 bushels showing and working on the last one when those fellas pulled up and they wanted to board me, and I had stuff all over the floor everywhere. So I just started cleaning stuff up, throwing it in the basket. Well, they told me to keep on working. Well, I didn't pay no mind that I threw all the stuff in my last basket, and when I culled it up, it was more shells than anything. And, you know, when they asked to take the basket, I said, well, why don't you take one of them 7? Oh, no, we want this one. Okay.
Our record showed that you were convicted in Northumberland County General District Court on January 12th of this year, and the fine The fine was $110?
No, $197.
Plus court costs, so it would have been $197, correct? Okay.
Mr. Commissioner?
Mr. Zedrin?
For the record, the summons shows $196.
Mm-hmm. Let the record so reflect.
And then they gave me the option to come back and call another basket, but it was some money involved, and I'm not real sure about what that deal was.
That would have been bonding prior to...
About if one of them was bad, then I had to buy all them and then dump them overboard, and then, I'd lose three ways. Like I say, I was in a hurry to get back to the dock. It was about 1:15, maybe 1:30, and all the other boats had loaded my truck.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Cimino, is there a staff recommendation?
Yes.
Sound familiar. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least 1 year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Holt on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 26, 2015, through May 25, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Holt's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Holt appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Well, you've heard the staff recommendation. Any discussion? Matters before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor? Yes, sir.
I see that you want to put me on probation from now until a year from now.
Correct.
All right. I got the ticket the day after Christmas and paid it off that same week. Why won't you go back from the day of the ticket?
Because you've been working since the day of the ticket.
I don't understand.
You were issued a summons.
Yes, sir.
There were many months that went by, usually, and then there's a court hearing, and there's a court conviction, which is a predicate before coming before the commission, and it's been several months before then. The system is designed so that a waterman cannot delay and delay and delay a court date to shorten his probation period.
Now, I understand what you're saying.
And that's where
I paid it as soon as I got it.
That's where we are today. So this is the staff recommendation that a year probation is effective as of today. We have a motion and a second.
Able to work, being on probation?
Yes, you can. But if you have a natural resources violation here, that can trigger another commission hearing where you come back here and the commission could revoke your license for up to 2 years.
Let me ask you, do you understand what probation means?
Not really, Your Honor.
Okay, what it actually is that you're being put on good behavior so that we're not going to take your license or anything like that, or the police officer's not going to hound you or anything. You can work just like you're working right now. All it says is, look, because you've had a good record, we're going to let you keep working, but we're just going to tell you, you got to be close to the book here, and if you have any more violations, then we'll talk about taking your license. We're not talking about taking your license right now. We're talking about being on good behavior, right?
If you dot your I's and you cross your T's and everything is fine for the next year, the probation's over and it's back to where you were.
Do I have to come back here and appear again?
Nope. Not unless you have another violation in the next year. So we have a motion.
There'll be
a staff will give you a letter here that shows your appeal, tells you your appeal rights to the commission's decision. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. It's a year probation, Mr. Holt. Make sure those oysters are within the tolerance level. You're good for a year. No problems. We don't want to see you again if that's... Don't take that personally, but we really don't want to see you again.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Next case is Mr. James G. Jenkins. Once again, uncold oysters at 8 quarts, 100% over the tolerance.
Officer Holliday, did I swear you in earlier?
No, sir.
Oh, you hereby swear the testimony you give today will be the whole truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you, God?
I do.
Thanks. Please state your name for the record.
Stephen Holliday.
What can you tell us about this particular offense on this date, which was December 16th?
The offense date on this year is November 29th.
I stand corrected. Correct.
All right. Offense date and time is I'm sorry, October 29th, 2014. At 1,200 hours, location was James River. On that day, at that time, I had occasion to go up next to a boat to conduct a commercial harvest inspection. James G. Jenkins was the color of the vessel on that day and time. The call resulted in 8 quarts of uncold oysters. He was cooperative during this time period. His court date was set for December 16th of this year, 9 o'clock in the morning. He was found guilty. Fine was $150, and the court cost was $91.
Any questions, Mr. Holliday? Thank you. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
James Gregory Jenkins.
Sir?
James G. Jenkins.
Thank you. Mr. Jenkins, what happened this day?
Evidently, I got a little careless. And shells fell on the floor. That's what I can tell you, sir.
Any questions from the commission? Matters before the commission.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Jenkins, you're on probation for a year. At the end of the year, no violations. Don't have to come back here. Everything's copacetic. You're good to go. Make sure that the call is right on, if you would, please. Again, I'll say it. We don't want to see you back here.
Please, I don't want to be back here.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Have a great day. Mr. Cimino.
One more today. Mr. William T. Smith. The conviction was, the offense was on 1029. It was 100% over the tolerance.
Officer Holliday.
Yes, this is a companion case with Mr. Jenkins. Offense date and time was October 29th, 2014, 12 o'clock, James River. Same vessel, except for Mr. Smith is the captain of the vessel on that day, and the violation was 8 quarts of uncold oysters.
And this went to court?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Court date was the 16th of December, 9 o'clock this year, $150 fine, and court cost was $91.
For the record, there was a conviction.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Questions from the commission? Mr. Smith, please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
William T. Smith.
You've heard the drill here. What happened? What do you want us to know?
I was calling him. He was calling. I didn't know that he had thrown that in the bottom, what he threw. I mean, it surprised me when they called what I had in the boat. I mean, I haven't got a ticket in 7 years. That's how good I've been. And I couldn't help what he did, so he did it. I got paid for it.
You were the captain. The responsibility falls to you, doesn't it? Questions from the commission? Matters before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Jenkins, to your probation. I'm sure you'll get this system worked out so that we won't see these again. I've That's great.
Thank
you very much.
I'll just finish it right. You do have one more. Last case is Mr. William K. Wilmer. Once again, it's possession of uncold oysters, 100% over the tolerance.
Is Officer Franklin available?
Is
Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
William Franklin.
Officer, what can you tell us about this case?
Well, this case was on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, on patrol in the Great Wicomico River that was open to, the public ground was open December and January up that way. Had that opportunity to board Mr. Wilmer's vessel, the little Amy. He was the only person that was working aboard the vessel that day, and took a sample of his oysters and called them and found him in violation of 8 quarts of uncalled oysters, and I issued him a summons. He planted his oysters, and he was cooperative with me, and that's about all I can say, really.
This this matter went to court?
Mr. Wilmer prepaid it.
Okay, which is, for the record here, an admission of guilt.
Is convicted, yes, sir.
And that would have been January 12th of 2015?
The court date was set for, January the 12th. He prepaid it.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Wilmer, will you please approach the podium here? And raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
K. Wilmer.
Mr. Wilmer, what happened and why did it happen?
I don't know. I just have records. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And it's no hard feelings. Aren't they supposed to stay aboard your boat and call? I mean, they went away, took a boat from and went away from the boat and call. And when he come back, and I'm not saying that I might not have a ticket, because in Wicomico River, anybody with two or three here could have got a ticket. Should have never been open. It should have been kept closed for 1 year. It would have been a whole lot better.
So what are you implying, sir?
He just took a basket, because I call in the baskets, it's cleaner to do it that way. And I give him a decent basket. I kept selling Kellum seafood. And they went away and they come back. Well, I looked in the tub. I seen 1 gallon and 8 or 10 pieces. And he wrote it for 2. And like he said, I didn't argue with him. And when they come beside, he asked me which basket. I told him, tell me which one he wanted to get. I mean, I've never, had no trouble with no inspectors.
Right. Officer Franklin, can you help us out here, please?
I mean, I don't know where the other gallon went. I thought,
Yes, sir, what he's referring to is that instead of doing the culling actually on his boat, I took a sample of his basket of his oysters, and I put them on my boat, dumped them into a tub that we have that's certified, and actually I call from that and place his good oysters back in his basket, and then I put the uncalled oysters in a 4-quart container. That time I fill that container up and I dump it out, and then I fill the 4-quart container up again, and at the end of it I dump it all back into the certified tub and showed Mr. Wilmer the oysters that were uncalled. And of course I always say, would you like to check your oysters? You're behind me. I think that's what Mr. Wilmer was referring to.
And that is per accepted approved practice for culling?
That's just the way that we've been culling our oysters. That way, Mr. Wilmer, I don't stop him from working. He's free to work while I go through his oysters and don't get in his way or get injured on his boat. So that's where I culled him that day, yes, sir. Okay.
Mr. Close.
How far away did you get from Mr. Wilmer? I mean,
well, he's making circles, so we get back far enough so we don't interfere with his boat making his turn. So it could be as far as 100 feet.
Did you ask Mr. Wilmer would it be all right to call one on his boat to stop work?
I mean, plenty of room in the back.
I'm just having a little time with somebody leaving and coming back.
I do the others. I said, right. Take a look at my boat. You see, I have no oysters on board my boat. I believe I said that day.
Right.
And if you don't mind, I'll take these and continue to work if you like. So
I didn't know if that was a common practice. I mean, I know I'd like to see somebody call it mine.
If I wanted to bond the rest of them, like the other gentleman said,
right?
I told you no.
Okay. That's all.
And another thing, are we supposed to have to go to a sanctuary and dump them?
Officer's discretion.
Yeah. No problem. I'm just checking on some.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Mr. Wilmer, you prepaid this, so you pled guilty and prepaid it to court. Okay, and that was done on January 12, 2015, right?
Well, I think I actually paid it the next coming week. I was on a Friday around 11:45 when I got at 12:30. And I called up, Peachville in Northumberland County. And the lady was real nice. It was $196 and something.
Right. You wouldn't dispute the court record that showed January 12, 2015 for $196 record, would you?
I've got my, where he wrote me a ticket, I might have the other, my wife might have it. I know I paid it.
Want to look at that? Down the left-hand side will be the date. Right. Right-hand side would be the fine. Right. Is this the correct disposition? Thank you. And for the record, I indicate that the conviction date is January 12, 2015, and the amount assessment is $196.
Yes, and let the record reflect Mr. Wilmer did concur that that was the case. Any other questions from the commission? Matters before the commission. Oh, excuse me. I've yet to hear from Mr. Cimino here about a staff recommendation.
Staff's recommendation is based on the last five cases as well. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Wilmer on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 26, 2015, through May 25, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Wilmer's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Wilmer appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Now the matter is before the commission.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation of 1 year of probation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Wilmer, you're on probation for a year. You won't have a problem. You won't have a problem with us if you abide by all the resource, natural resources regulations. Dot the I's, cross the T's. Have a great day. We hope we don't see you again. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Cimino.